Hi, welcome back to another episode of You, the Mother podcast by Abby Williams, a space dedicated to supporting, empowering, and connecting all parents in all seasons of parenthood. You can find more supportive content over on Instagram and TikTok at You, the Mother, and be sure to check out youthemother.com, where you can reach out to work with me one-on-one or sign up for my group coaching. The Estrangement Project is going to Costa Rica in November. I am so excited and I hope that you join us. You can find more information in the link in the description of this podcast. Be sure to hurry though, because space is limited. In today's episode, I am welcoming on Shelly Robinson. Shelly is the founder of Raising Yourself and a certified family wellness coach for parents who want to break cycles and raise themselves alongside their children. Her passion is to empower and educate parents on how to reparent themselves, disrupt generational patterns, and take radically good care of their needs. In today's episode, we talk about reparenting yourself for a stronger connection with your child. Shelly recently created the Connected Kid Collection, which is a collection of conversation cards, online activities, and a reparenting ebook that is a beautiful tool to strengthen your relationship with your children. It is easy to navigate, beautiful, and deeply important. I hope that you go find the Connected Kid Collection over on her website, shellyrobinson.com. You can also find her on Instagram at raising_yourself and Facebook at raisingyourself. Shelly also has a free No More Yelling guide on her website. I hope that you enjoy today's episode, and if you do, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. Your support here on the podcast always means the world to me, and I so appreciate you being here. So let's get started in supporting you, the mother. Shelly, welcome to You, the Mother podcast. I am excited to be welcoming you back to the podcast. You joined me previously when we were Mimosas with Moms, yep. And we talked about raising yourself. Your whole platform is around raising yourself. And now today we're going to be talking about building strong connections with our children. But first, tell me, listeners, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back, Abby. I am so, so happy to be here. I've been looking forward to this. My name is Shelly Robinson. I'm the founder of Raising Yourself, and I have two kiddos who I am raising alongside raising myself. And I am a family wellness coach. I love, love, love empowering parents to break cycles, create new patterns, and just give this generation of kids a new narrative to inherit, right? And that's what it's really all about. So it's one of my favorite things to talk about. So I'm sure we will have no shortage of topics to discuss today.
I know. I want to talk about your new product that you just launched. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about this wonderful thing that you've birthed out into the world?
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. It's called the Connected Kid Collection, and it is an empowering bundle of three different products for parent, child, and inner child. It includes 50 conversation cards, activities to help bring those cards to life in a real and a fun and tangible way, and a digital reparenting workbook that really just ties it all together, because I truly believe that parenting, I love metaphors. So I'm going to give you a quick metaphor to kind of explain why I came up with three different products for this collection. I really think that parenting can be compared to a three-legged stool. And I think that it's part, you know, child, obviously, part parent, and then the third leg of the stool is our inner child. And so when one of those relationships is a little off or a little weak, it just makes the stool wobbly. So I really wanted to create something and put something out into the world that covered all three of those areas. And that's what I really hope that this collection does for people, that it gives parents tools to not only interact with their children, but also their inner children, because, you know, as you know, that's all connected to how we parent.
And I love that you've kind of tied those three things together, right? Ourselves, our inner child, and the child that we are actually raising, right?
Yeah.
because I can feel that in myself mm-hmm. when my inner child is screaming inside, you know, hey, safety, we're not good right now,
yeah.
you know, and our children are such little trigger pushers at times.
Uh-huh.
And so it is very much having to be in tune with yourself.
Right.
Checked in with your inner child and let them see, feel seen and validated and heard and safe, and you're parenting your own children and making sure that they're feeling seen, safe, loved, and all those fun things. And so I want to kind of go through like your conversation cards and your activities
okay.
because they do just really touch on so much of that.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. So the cards are divided into six different categories. And the way I came up with these categories,
so cool.
yeah, thank yeah. you. It was really, this whole process was really organic because I started this, I think, gosh, my son is 12 now. So 12 years ago, I just started jotting down these little truth nuggets that I really wanted to instill in him. And then eventually I have a daughter as well. And so I just started jotting them down. And then many years later, I started the Raising Yourself. And I noticed that like everything I talked about tended to go into like six different categories. So in the cards and in the activities, the categories, I'll just run up through those really quickly, is unconditional love, mistakes and apologies, inner trust, self-trust, being seen and heard, emotional wellness, and bodily autonomy. So those are the six different like overarching categories. And within each of those categories, there are all these, I call them little truth nuggets. You can call them whatever you like. And within each of those cards are activities that, you know, give you examples and ways, because, you know, it's one thing to just say these things to our kids, and it's important to say them. And I'll just give you an example of one of the cards in unconditional love. It's, you never have to earn my love. And it sounds so simple, right? But how many of us grew up with like love that we had to hustle for? And I didn't want them to just be these cards that you said. I wanted them to come to life in like real ways. So on the back of each category card is a QR code, and it takes you to a website of activities that you can do with your child to really help them embody these truths, both of you really. So I wanted it to be interactive. I wanted it to be really like an immersive experience, if you will.
Yeah. And I think that how different would your life have been had you heard some of these little truth nuggets?
Yeah. Yeah. They seem, you know? When you read through them, I think they seem so simple, but I think some of the simplest things are the hardest and the most powerful. And the reason I came yeah. up with that, the reparenting workbook that goes with this, is because as I wasn't actually planning to do that, I thought, you know, I'm just going to come up with these cards and these cool activities, and I think that'll be great. But then as I was doing these, I thought to myself, I was putting myself in a parent's shoes and thinking, gosh, I can imagine some parents flipping through these cards and some of these things like bringing up some hard stuff for them. Like, I'm going to read another one. Like, I love watching you do things that make you happy. You teach me so many important lessons. In this family, we fail at celebrating new things, we celebrate failing at new things. And I thought to myself, I feel like that some of this could be really, you know, upsetting or maybe triggering. And parents could think, why didn't I get that? And I'm angry that I didn't get that. And how do I heal that part of myself? So that's why I came up with the reparenting workbook, because I didn't want to leave any parents hanging. And so it really walks you as the parent through these six different categories, but for your inner child, with lots of different journal prompts and, you know, activities you can do to really kind of go back in time and reparent that part of yourself that maybe didn't get those things. And that doesn't mean, I think sometimes when people start off in this work, especially when they hear reparenting, there's maybe an assumption that it means you had, and I'm putting this in air quotes, a bad childhood. But we pick up all sorts of, you know, negative and toxic narratives all over the place, not just from our families of origin, but we get those in school and, you know, maybe like religious institutions, all sorts of places. So it's really, this work is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I love that you tied that piece together, because I do. I think that, you know, we're all breaking cycles,
yeah.
whether you realize it or not. And it doesn't mean that you came from this horrific background. Right. You know, there's a very wide spectrum of what abuse looks like, sure. what, you know, cycle breaking looks like.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
Yeah. It's really, yeah. So, there's no one that I don't think that couldn't benefit from doing this.
I agree. You know, I think that our generation just knows a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. we have a lot more access to information. There's more research that's been done.
Right.
And so, you know, even if you think, hey, my parents did a great job with, you know, what they had and they gave it their all and I'm not too bad, but, you know, I want to do better with my children. I do know more now. I want to change some things that they did. I think it's a great place to be.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think depending on like the type of childhood you have, doing this work can give you mm-hmm. the tools to maybe mm-hmm. cultivate a little more understanding or compassion or forgiveness of mistakes your parents made. And that, and I know that can range, that range is really wide, right? And
right.
some abuse, of course, is unforgivable, but I think it, mm-hmm. it allows you to look back on your childhood with a little more softness and compassion and understanding about the trauma that our parents or their parents may have been, you know, carrying in their backpack, and they didn't have the access to all the content and all the tools and all of the, you know, stuff that we have today. So it just, it does, it shifts your lens a little bit in a good way.
Yeah, I think so too. Shelley, so let's kind of talk about how tools like this mm-hmm. or just being really intentional with our children and having some of these really important conversations, giving them some of these little truth nuggets, mm-hmm. how does this build connection with our kids?
Gosh, I think the essence of these cards is that, like, if I had to distill it down to one thing, it's mm-hmm. that it is, I want the child to know, like, in their bones that it is safe to be me. No yeah. matter where I am on, like, dysregulated, regulated, happy, sad, that this, there's this sense of unconditional, like, acceptance and validation and love from their parent. And that to me is what fosters just like such a deep connection, just knowing that like they couldn't do anything to cause you to stop loving them or to stop caring for them. That doesn't mean we're permissive, and that doesn't mean we don't, you know, we're not leaders. And I want to just be really clear about that. But it just, and if you think about yourself and you think about who do you feel the most connected to, you feel the most connected to people with whom you can be truly, just truly yourselves, where you can take off all your masks and not worry about whether they're going to judge you or punish you or criticize you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really the takeaway, is just giving kids that like constant validation that they matter and that their voices matter and then who they are is loved and accepted. Yeah. And I think we all want that, right? That's all, we all want that. And so as you read through these cards, I read through them to myself, and I think I say them like they're almost affirmations for me mm-hmm. and my inner child. Mm-hmm. So it really, you know, it can be applicable to both your child, and you can kind of say them to yourself and remember that you're true for you too.
Let's kind of talk about, I guess, like what it means to be reparenting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's such,
what does reparenting mean, and how do we build these connections with our inner child, right? That seems like such a weird concept sometimes. And I think like at the beginning when I was doing this work in therapy, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like you're talking to this inner child inside yeah. of you, and that feels so foreign or strange. So let's kind of talk about, I guess, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, I know. I love that you're bringing that up, because I think this, I love that the term reparent has become more mainstream, but I do think yeah. it's still, it can feel a little, to me, I'll use the term like woo-woo. When I first heard it, like yeah. along, you know, yeah. many years ago, I was like, I don't feel like my, you know, I had enough trauma or like that I went through enough bad stuff to really, this is not applicable to me. But really what I have learned in my own personal experience, and I read about this stuff all the time and I'm constantly learning, is that reparenting yourself is really just going back to parts of your younger self and parenting them in ways that they needed to be parented, to give them what they didn't need, or excuse me, to give them what they didn't have in childhood. So that doesn't mean, again, that your parents did a completely bad job, or, you know, no matter what, none of us are doing this perfectly. And there's, and my children will grow up needing to reparent parts of themselves, you know, as well. And so it's just kind of looking back on your childhood and saying, what did I not get that I needed emotionally, physically, mentally, you know, and then giving that to yourself as an adult. And so it's kind of coming full circle. So it's kind of, I picture like kind of going back in time and putting these like really tender bandages on these wounds that needed to be, that didn't get, you know, the TLC and the attention that they deserve to have. So I really think it's, that's kind of the essence of it. And I also think a big part of that is, for me at least, is just learning to sit with all of your feelings. Because I think as kids, so many of us, like, that was really uncomfortable for our parents, our big feelings, and they didn't know what to do with it. A lot of times they didn't know what to do with that. And so we just learned really quickly at a young age to just shut that down, just shut it down, you know, like disassociate, you know, distract ourselves, shame ourselves, you know, feeling ashamed of having feelings. And so now we have to rewire our brains, because our brains were wired like 30, 40 years ago to be ashamed of our feelings. And now we're trying to create these new neural pathways that say, you're a human being. It's okay to have feelings. And you can actually, like, you can get on the other side of those feelings. You know, what's the saying, like, the quickest way to like heal or get through your feelings is to go through them and not around them. Mm-hmm. And how many of us go around them with our phones and with like food and alcohol and all the things? Like, I do it too, you know, like, but I'm learning every single day that like, it is, my feelings are all okay. None of them make me a bad person. And when we can do that for ourselves, oh my gosh, we can do it so much better for our kids. Right. And that's like the whole, that's the gist of all this. That's the golden nugget. When we can sit with our own discomfort and our own emotional pain, we can do that so much more easily and better for our children. And that's what they deserve. And that's what we deserve.
Yeah. I talk a lot on my platform about my estrangement with my mother and some of the healing work that I'm doing. And I had just like, in the beginning of my healing journey, it was just so much anger there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and therapy every week. Just let me get through this anger. I just need to move past the anger. Right. I just wanted to hurry the anger along. Yes. Like, I hated being stuck there. Yeah. And I feel like I was just fighting the anger so much that it was making my anger even like bigger. Right. And so, I'm really glad that you were like, you know, we can't go around our feelings. We have to go through our feelings. And it was so true. Once I was able to just really welcome anger at the table, and you have a lot of really valid reasons to be angry. Right. Sit there and be angry for a second. And it did move. It started to move. And, you know, it's hard when you're in like those hard feelings and the not fun ones, grief, sadness, anger, you know, and you're just like, I just don't want to feel like this.
I know.
So I see you guys so much, but it is so true. You do have to go through your feelings.
Right. And I'm so glad you brought up anger, because I think that is such an important just point to bring up about this. And interestingly, and I've talked on my platform a little bit about this, like, I always say the anger kind of led me to gentle parenting, which sounds a little like, you know, backwards, but I vividly remember this time, like, let's see, this, my son was five, and I've shared this story before, but he wouldn't brush his teeth, or he wouldn't do something I wanted him to do. I don't even remember what it was, but it was
like, every 5 year old,
like, as he should, right? He's like, I don't want to brush my teeth. I'm like, who does? I don't want to brush my teeth, but
we got to go to bed. Hurry up.
Right. So he wouldn't, you know, comply or whatever it is I wanted him to do. And I just kept harping on him and harping, and he wouldn't listen. And it's so memorable, and I'm not sure why, but I was livid. And it was the first time, this was 7 years ago, it was the first time I realized, and I don't know where I got this, it felt like kind of a divine download. I was so angry for not being heard. Like, he wouldn't listen to me. And at that point, I hadn't really even like heard of reparenting and inner child work, but I knew it was like something deeper than him just not brushing his teeth. I was like a little bit terrified of my own anger over what was really kind of a silly conflict. I mean, it's not silly. I'm not dismissing it because we've all been there and it's not a good time, but I just started getting really curious. I'm like, gosh, where did that come from? And so it kind of led me on this path of like unpacking and peeling back all these layers about anger and how it really has a purpose and how I think for little girls, especially, anger was just a no, you know, it was like, absolutely not. Little girls don't get angry. Little girl, you know, depending on what type of like household you grew up in. And I heard that a lot in the church I grew up in, like little girls are docile and compliant and sweet, and there's no place for anger in your world. And so getting reacquainted with our anger, or at least in my case, my anger, was a really big part of my reparenting journey because I had kind of cut that part mm-hmm. of myself off. And I was ashamed of any anger that I had. But what we have all learned is that that will come bubbling up. It will, and your child yes, will be like the activator for that. And I always like use the volcano metaphor. I've done videos on that where it's like, we think we've like tucked away all these things. We're like, we're fine. We're fine. And then our kid does something and it's like, explosion. Where did that come from? And it's been building up all these years. So you can try. I've tried it. I've tried to, I've tried to like shove it down. It doesn't work. Just take it from me. Like if you don't want to learn it the hard way.
And it will be our children that like activate those explosions. That's right. It is so true. Right. Like they just know how to just press them just right. And you're like,
right. There's just like these little holy flashlights are like, oh, I see you've got a little work to do. And I'm going to say just the thing, just the thing. I'm going to give you some good stuff to talk about in therapy this week, Mom.
You know, and it's like so interesting because I think that now the majority of my therapy isn't about my mother. Oh, it's about me and how to show up for my tiny people, you know, and just like healing the insides of me and like, okay, I don't want to be this kind of mom. Right. I don't want to be shouty. I don't want to be shaming.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, you know, like whatever. And it's just so easy for my mother to come out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's a lot of my work that I do now.
Right.
But I think, you know, we're like poking fun at our kids for being little trigger pushers, but it's also so beautiful that they are these pieces for us that we can just really heal and grow and evolve alongside of them.
Right.
And I think that that is such a beautiful piece of parenthood that you have this amazing opportunity to connect with them and to form these relationships and heal and, you know, just create this different family than maybe you came from.
Right.
And that is so, so cool. And I love like what you were saying about like the cards being like, you know, these connected pieces with your children and you're giving them these little nuggets that is, you know, going to fill their soul and they're going to be so great. But it's also these really powerful affirmations for yourself.
Right.
I'm not going to judge myself when I fail. I am worthy of love and, you know, all this unconditional love and the emotional well-being. You know, you are just as worthy as all these things that you are investing in your children.
That's right. Yeah. You're so, so right. So beautiful. And when you say these things to your children, when you say something like, it's okay to make mistakes and you're like, wait a minute, if it's okay for them to make, wait a minute, this is true for me.
I need
too.
To practice what I preach.
It really forces you to like reconcile those gaps where you believe it to be true for your child, but you're like, I don't know about me. So, but it's hard because we really are rewiring our brains. So it makes sense when people say, gosh, this is so hard. It is hard because we're like changing.
You've never seen it done
our
before.
Brains. Yeah. And our brains don't like change. They like to know what to expect, even if what to expect is like not the best for us, right?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And I think like that's kind of like one of the cycles that maybe our generation as a whole is breaking is like this, you know, did you hear when you were a kid, like do as I say, not as I do, you know? And I think like what a huge cycle to break for us to be like, no, I'm going to walk the walk alongside of you.
Right.
And I am going to love myself the way I want you to love yourself. I'm going to be gentle with me the way I'm going to be gentle with you.
Right.
And there's going to be compassion and, you know, all this just love bubble stuff.
I know. And when you raise kids without that narrative of do what I say, not as I do, then you are now raising kids who will call you out on your hypocrisy. I always try to, you know, we have.
Does your oldest? I think our oldest are the same. Yeah. Age. Does your oldest do this now?
He's 12.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. And my daughter, she's 7, but you know, she hears a lot of what he says, but you know, you know, for instance, if we don't do threats in our house and there's sometimes when you're like so desperate and you're tempted and you're like, I want to take something away. And I've caught myself before in my, you know, my son is like, mom, you know, he's like, you don't do that. And I'm like, I know, but it's, you know, but they know, I love that they know like your values and our values because they do help to hold you accountable. And it's humbling. That is like that is the word on this whole journey. It's so humbling.
So humbling. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I know. My oldest, like he has me pegged and mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, that came so fast where you're just like, he knows me.
Yeah. Is that like a firstborn thing? Because I do feel like, I don't know, like they're little mini versions of us and for better, for worse, you know, it's like, oh, I can't really get anything past him because we're the same.
Maybe. Oh, it is hard though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are so cool. Mm-hmm. It is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Shelly, thank you for joining me and having this conversation. I know that this conversation could go on and on and on because I both love chatting with you and this is such an important topic.
Yeah.
But I really want to push people to check out all the work that you're doing, this amazing product, the Connected Kid.
Thank you.
I have a whole thing of it. It is amazing. The cards are beautiful. All the activities are so fun. Tell my listeners where they can find you and where they can find the Connected Kid.
Yeah, the Connected Kid cards. You can go to getckc.com and go straight to that website. And then if you want to hang out with me on social media, I am on Instagram and Facebook as Raising Yourself.
Thank you, Shelly, so much for joining me again.
Thank you.
I will be linking all of that in the description of this podcast. So make sure that you go check all that out. And thank you for helping us support you.
Thank you so much, Abby. I love chatting with you today.
Thanks, Shelly.